Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I'm coming to you with power in the Word. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's an exciting day. Actually, it is an exciting week. This is Christian Women of Power Week, and I am blessed. I am blessed to have some awesome guests coming on this week. I am joined today by JoJo Tabaris. JoJo, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for agreeing to come on. I haven't known you that long, but what I see about you is good, and I see that the Lord is doing some great things in your life, and I wanted to share you with my listeners.
Well, I'll be happy to.
Praise God. So what I do here is I begin every show with prayer. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. We worship you. You are worthy to be praised. There is none like you. Lord, we come to you today humbly, Father God, serving you, Father God, and just asking that your will be done as we go forward with this Power in the Word program. We ask that you be glorified as we testify about your goodness, Lord. Let each and every person that is listening be blessed, Father God. And at the end of the day, Father God, we will be sure to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Let my words be words that edify and glorify your name. Let JoJo Tabaris' words also edify those who hear and also glorify your name. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, and praise God. JoJo, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. I'm so happy to be here. I'm excited about your show.
I'm excited also. I am excited. I have heard some of your other interviews, and I know that you have so much to share with those who are listening today. So let's get started. Let's get started. First and foremost, I want to ask you about your business. Let me just do a formal introduction. JoJo Tabaris is the founder and the president of Art of Eloquence. And for those of you who received my email blast about this show, you have been privileged to visit her website. She has started this company, and it's really about communication. God tells us that we need to be ready to give a response to those who will question us about what we believe and why we believe it. And JoJo has started a company led by the Holy Spirit. So I'm just honored to have her. She just had a convention, the Say What You Mean convention, defending your faith. And that is one of the reasons that I was excited to have her on, because so many times we're questioned about what we believe, and we don't know what to say. So, JoJo, I want you to share with our listeners as to why you started your company, Art of Eloquence, first and foremost. Let's talk about why you started your company.
Well, I was an incredibly painfully shy child. I moved around a lot as a kid, and so I always felt like I was just a shy person, would never get out of being shy, and that's all there was. And then when I found that it wasn't shyness, it was just me hiding behind the fact that I didn't know how to communicate, it became a passion of mine.
Wow.
And then about 4 years ago, or 5 years ago now, I had been talking to a homeschooling mother, and her daughter was very shy. She asked me, because she found out that I had a background in communication, I had a degree in communication skills, and she asked me to teach a class in my home so her daughter would feel comfortable. I started researching to see if I could find a curriculum that would work, and I pulled out my old college books, and they all seemed pretty dry and boring, and of course they were devoid of God's word.
Of course.
And God has a lot to say about communication skills in his word, so I wanted something that was Christian-based, that was fun, and I couldn't find anything. I had been writing since I was 9 years old, and so that's like a really long time now.
Wow.
And so I wrote my own, and I was really amazed at what the Lord did with that one book. It wasn't back from the printer before I had people waiting on my doorstep to buy it.
Before you got it back from the printer, you already
yes,
had
ma'am.
People waiting to buy it. Now, that's God.
Yes,
that is God.
It's God's business. It really is. My name's on paper, you know, but I'm an employee. The Lord tells me what to do, and boy, does he have a lot of ideas.
And that's great, because you are tapped into the Spirit of God. And that's another thing I want to talk about is your testimony, because I just heard your testimony, and I think it's an awesome testimony. How did you even come to know God?
It is kind of a different story, huh?
I think it's quite interesting the way that God led you to him.
Well, actually, I am of Jewish heritage, and I was brought up in an atheist household, but I was never an atheist. I was told that, you know, religion was kind of silly, it didn't follow science, all the things you hear.
Right.
And I didn't really know about that. I didn't totally believe there was no God, but I didn't know what to believe, and I began questioning everyone I knew that was of some particular faith. Why they believed what they believed, what did they believe, what did they do. And I began that when I was quite young and continued till my adulthood, until a couple of different things happened. First I married a non-practicing Catholic.
The plot thickens.
And he believed in God, but he was not going to church, and he really never read the Bible. But he never pushed me either. He was praying for me, and I appreciated that. And then finally, we had a couple of times where we've gone to Amway meetings, and Amway is very Christian-based.
Mm-hmm.
When I went, we had several, and I felt a tugging at my heart from the Lord, and I didn't know what it meant at the time, and I did nothing about it. And then another plot twist, I had a lovely lady who was a Jehovah's Witness knock on my door one day and ask to study with me. And for 2 years, I studied with her. Some of the things that she said made sense to me, and some of the things she said did not make sense to me. But for the first time in my life, things made sense to me, and therefore I became a non-denominational Christian.
Wow. Now, didn't I tell you that this woman had an interesting testimony? Here you are. Let's go back. Let's backtrack. A shy little girl who's afraid to speak because you don't know how to communicate.
Yeah.
But yet you're seeking God because you're in an atheist home with Jewish parents, which is interesting because we know that the Jewish people are the chosen people of God. Right? They were the ones to whom Jesus Christ was sent first. So that actually makes it very interesting that they didn't believe in religion but were more prone to lean towards science. And you found your way in Amway, where the Christians, of course, I believe their Amway was founded by Christians.
Yes.
And you heard about Jesus and God, and now the Jehovah's Witness comes knocking on your door. And you begin to study with the Jehovah's Witness. I'm certain that there were a lot of things that they were telling you that you did not agree with.
Yes.
So you went to the Bible for yourself.
Yeah, and actually she encouraged that for me. But when she looked at it, she said it meant X, Y, Z, and I looked at it, and it looked to me like it meant A, B, C. And so she and I didn't see eye to eye about everything, but what a blessing it was to have her come study with me, because
what a blessing.
I was into to God's Word. I was reading it.
And it's amazing, because God says if we seek him with our whole heart, we will find him.
Mm-hmm.
And God had a plan for you even before you were born. And even though, excuse me, he used your parents to invoking you a curiosity about him, because they were totally saying, we don't believe, we don't need it. But there was something in you that said, I need more. There has to be more. So it's quite fascinating. Here we are now fast forwarding, and we're coming to the point where God is giving you a burden for communication, because even before the lady came to you and talked to you about developing the program for her daughter, you had already had a degree in communications. Do you know why you chose communications when you went to college?
Absolutely. It's another funny story. I mean, I was actually a music major, a voice major,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know why in the world I went into that. I thought I could learn to read music and, you know, be a musician. I love to sing and I love to harmonize, and mostly I love to sing Christian songs.
Wow.
Sing to the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
But I really did not have a head for this music theory thing. And so I tried and tried, and it just, for 2 years, it just did not work. And I was looking for something else. And a friend of mine in my sorority was a speech communication major, and I thought, gee, that's fascinating. So that's where I went, and that's how I graduated.
And you, from there, you began to, now, were you actually working in the field when you started developing the book, your first book?
I had been researching more and more about it for, at this point now it's over 20 years, probably over 25 years, but I had never really worked, there really isn't a communication field. I mean, when you think of communication field, you think of cellular phones and things like this. There really isn't one field for speech communication. Generally, speech communication degrees, people who are degreed, go into many different fields because
yes.
communication touches all aspects of your life. So
okay.
you can go into becoming a lawyer. You could go into sales, uses that. Sometimes they specialize in marketing. They go in there. And there's lots of journalism. There's lots of different things you can do with a speech communication degree. I didn't really do much of anything. I kind of floundered around in various bizarre jobs.
Okay.
The Lord led me to a lot of different things that I did in business that really helped me understand communication from a business perspective
mm-hmm.
and on a personal level. I've hundreds and hundreds of stories that you probably don't have time for now, but it just led me on a journey. And then when this woman asked me to teach this class, everything that I had ever done clicked into place.
My
as
God.
Part of what, yeah.
So it all came together.
Yeah.
Now, I have a question that I've been waiting to ask you as far as defending the faith. When we talk about defending the faith, the Christian faith, because you have something on your website about college, why don't you share with us your viewpoint about our children going to college?
Well, actually, whether or not they go to college, this world is becoming more and more secular every
mm-hmm.
day. It is becoming more and more difficult for Christians to even be Christians, to even say the word, the name of Jesus,
yes.
to say anything, you know, that relates to our faith. It is challenged, it is questioned, it is not appreciated, and a lot of that, to me, from a communication standpoint, has to do with how we as Christians communicate. We kind of help that along, unfortunately, because we don't realize sometimes how we're coming across. And so when our kids are growing up, they're going to have a harder time than we ever did. And
yes.
one of the things that they're going to have a really tough time with right now is college, because college professors are reportedly overwhelmingly liberal and
yes.
many anti-Christians.
And you know that's true even in seminary, which I find to be surprising.
Hmm.
So you mentioned
wow.
something about our children going to college sure of their salvation and coming
yes.
out questioning their salvation.
No, not even questioning. The research shows that depending upon the type of school you go to, the type of college, they have a 17 to 59% chance of coming out saying they are no longer born again.
My God, help us right now, Jesus.
Yes.
What are the percentages again?
I'm sorry?
What is the percentage?
Depending upon the type of school attended, it's 17 to 59%.
Wow. Well, and what does your company do to counteract this?
Well, we teach communication skills first off, which any Christian should be able to communicate effectively just in general day-to-day life. But the thing that I am most proud of, the thing that I think I was really born to do, was defending the faith, and that's the new ebook that I wrote. I'm actually now teaching online teleclasses.
Yes.
I've just started that. We have our first few students coming in.
Oh, that is awesome. And you have to share with us about that.
It is just amazing, because the more we understand how best to communicate, how we can look like who we want to look like, the Lord wants us to go out and talk to people and share with people and be able to defend our faith. But he doesn't say to do that by hitting somebody over the head with the King James.
Talk about it, yes.
He doesn't say that we should do that by looking superior. He doesn't say that we should do that by condemning the other person. And sometimes without meaning to, that's exactly what we do.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm teaching in that book is, and in that class, is to be able to go out and look like a normal person, like we are. We're typical average people.
Yes, we are.
The Lord.
Yeah, and we want to look deep sometimes. and it's not pleasant when other people are looking at us. They're like, why do they look like that? We're supposed to be the most joyful people in the world.
Yes, that's one of the, in the book, I go through a series of different questions that non-Christians ask. And one of those is that, you know, Christians have no fun, so if I become a Christian, I have to be solemn, I have to, you know, wear dark clothing. And
oh, that's good.
I can never laugh, you know.
That's good, that is good. And you also use humor.
Yes, because, you know, God uses humor. God, Jesus had a sense of humor.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
And they, you know, God invented humor, and he wants us to have fun. He wants us to be joyful. He doesn't want us walking around with a frown or a smile or a, you know, sad face on all the time. We shouldn't be solemn. We have something wonderful to look forward to. We have heaven.
Yes. You said it. Say it again.
We have heaven.
Yes. Amen. Praise God.
So we shouldn't be walking around with a snicker on our face. We should be walking around with a laugh in our heart and share that with everybody else. And I think humor really helps people to learn things, to remember things, and to appreciate, and to also get close with us. I mean, if we are to share God's love and God's word with people, we need to relate to them better. And what better way than by sharing our joy?
Yes, amen. So does your book and your e-course, do they teach us how to be evangelistic, how to share the faith, how to defend the faith, and also how to be stronger in the faith? Are these things that are
all
included?
All of those things, yes, all of those things. To give you an idea, what we do is have you go through each it's all laid out for you very simply. There are 18 weeks of instruction, and each week gives you a particular question that non-Christians will ask you.
Yes.
Then you have to go through, and I provide for you all the different places that you can go and research the answer to that question, so that you don't need to look high and low for the answer, but that you do need to look for it. Because in my opinion, when I teach, it's always better to have the person find the answer for themselves.
Yes.
But this way they don't have to look high and low.
Now, are we looking in the Bible, or are there other resources?
Many other resources too, but yes, the Bible primarily. You want to go to, and I wrote it primarily for teens, but I'm having a lot of people say that they're doing it as a family study.
Yes.
So when I talk to the teens, I have them first go to their parents and ask them, what is the answer to this question? Go to their pastor and ask them. Go to the Bible. Go to, there are many wonderful places on the internet that you can find the answers, including Google.
I love Google.
Yeah, which I've included, here are the keywords that you need to look for. So I've done all of that work for you, but then you have to do the rest of it yourself so that you can internalize, remember, understand your faith. And then I take you through a series of different scenarios where people are asking the question. One person might be 5 years old asking this question.
Wow.
One person might be somebody that you know very well, maybe somebody you don't have much time with right then. Maybe there's somebody who you do have some time with, but you have to be careful how you answer the question because they're asking it in a particular way, or they're hurt, or they're angry.
I think it's excellent. What is the name of the book?
It's called Say What You Mean, Defending the Faith.
Yes, and that's available. How can we find out more information about your book and about the e-course that's being made available?
Well, the e-course is so new, it's not on my site yet, but if you're interested, anybody who's interested, they can email me at jojo@artofeloquence.com, and I will give you the information on that. But the Defending the Faith book is right on the home page, and it'll take you to a link where you can look at more of the details of the book, including a whole sample chapter with the chapter headlines. So you can go to artofeloquence.com, and it'll be right on that home page, and there's a link right under the picture of the book that'll take you right into give you all the information about the book.
Yes.
And the class is so new. It's going to start February 27th, and I'm only taking a very short, very small amount of students right now because it's such short notice.
Okay. How many people are you taking?
I'm only taking about 5 to 10, and
okay.
Right now I believe I've got 5 already registered. So
wow, praise God. Praise
yeah.
the Lord. This is so God. And about JoJo's website, JoJo, your website has so many exciting things on it. I was at your website for a couple of days in a row, including today. But what I also noticed is that you have books for children, for preschoolers. You're also an author. You have books. You have games that you developed. And I believe there is something for business. Oh, tell us about your product for those of us who are in business.
Well, that is something actually that came as a result of my customers asking me for it. There's a lot of times where God tells me, I want you to write this, but then there's some times where I guess he tells me through my customers. This was one of those times. I had a lot of friends who were small business owners,
mm-hmm.
and they kept asking me, I've got this situation with a customer, or I have this situation with a supplier, or I've had this problem happen between me and a coworker, or I've had, you know, different situations. What do I do? What's the best way to handle it? So I decided to write a book called Say What You Mean When You're in Business.
Awesome.
And that's an e-book also, and that one just goes through all kinds of different things that you need to know about how you communicate, how your business communicates to other people, to customers, to, you know, it goes through a lot of different types of things that a business owner needs to think about, you know, from website to your stationery, to how you answer email, to how you may not want to look so busy so that you cut off your customers thinking, you know, your customers can think that you're too busy for them. All kinds of different things that business owners need.
And there's a great need for that, especially for Christian business owners. And I believe that there is also a section in that book about how and when to
yes.
share your faith as a business person.
Because that is the eternal question for Christian business owners,
mm-hmm.
isn't it? I heard that quite a bit as I was, you know, spending time in networking groups. A lot of the business owners would say, gee, I don't really know. Is it okay if I share my faith with
yes.
my customers? Is it okay if I put that I'm a Christian business owner on my website? Will people get upset? Or, you know, how far should I go in letting people know that I'm a Christian? And it really, all of those things depend on what you're doing, who you're trying to attract as customers,
okay.
and how, you know, your faith.
Because basically that was going to be my next question. Is it okay to let people know that you're a Christian? Can you, as a business person, if you are in a secular market, can you let people know by putting Christ on your website? Can you? Is it wise, or does that just turn away business? Because some people are so repelled by talk about the Bible and talk about Christianity.
Yeah. You're quite right. And you know what? The answer is it depends. I hate to say that, but it really mm-hmm. does. It depends on who your market is. What I like to tell people is whenever you're speaking, and that means your website too, to a particular audience, you need to know your audience before you do that.
I like that.
Yeah, if your customer base is primarily non-Christians, but they tend to be not intolerant of Christians, and you feel led by the Lord to put on your website something about God or a Bible quote or something, then go for it.
Okay.
If your business is primarily people who are typically repelled by Jesus,
mm-hmm.
then you want to be a little less out there with your website. Now, you can speak about it, and, of course, you act always in a way that honors the Lord. That's what's going to get those people to look and take notice and ask you about your faith.
That's excellent, because it's not so much as what you say.
No.
It's really what you do that
yep.
matters. What you say is important when you open your mouth, because the first impressions, people are looking at you and they're watching what you do. The next thing they're going to be observing is what comes out of your mouth. That's why what you do is so important, JoJo, that we need to know how to be eloquent. We need to know how to speak. I'm amazed to hear that you were once shy, because you're very good at speaking now these days. You don't seem to have it. So you're a product of the product.
Well, you know what? The reason I wrote the books is because I lived it. It took me so long to realize how I could come out of my shell, because I thought that I was just a shy person and there was nothing I could do about it. You know, like I'm only 5 feet tall and I can't grow anymore. I just can't. Well, I thought the same was true because I was shy, but it's not. I would tell you that I bet you that there most people out there are not shy because that's part of their personality. They're shy because they don't know how to communicate in certain circumstances. And
mm-hmm.
once they learn, the Lord will blossom them, and then they can truly go out and do what He's created them to do.
Amen, amen. You said something very integral, that the Lord will blossom us. And shy to me, I was shy, but I tell you, I was scared more than anything, just scared.
Yeah.
There was a fear, and God talks about fear in the Bible, and I like about the fact that you use scripture in your books and in your products, but God talks about fear and says He does not give us the spirit of fear,
but
love, power, and a sound mind. And being able to communicate is something that is a part of having that soundness of mind.
Mm-hmm.
I'm able to communicate. I know that I can stand and make myself heard without being abrasive, without being rude or cruel to people, having my words seasoned with salt. And from what I've seen, I attended your convention and was blessed by the part that I was able to partake in. From what I've seen, the Lord is using you in a mighty way in the area of bringing Christians up to par in the area of communication. We need these products. So, JoJo, I just want to commend you for obeying God and allowing the Lord to lead you in this area. What words do you have for our listeners that would encourage them to continue to pursue becoming the best that they can be, the best that they can be in the area of communication?
Well, you know what? The Lord has something for every person to say. He gave something to everyone to say, and it's something that someone, maybe more than one someone, maybe lots of someones, really needs to hear. And if your voice is silenced, if you allow the evil one to put fear in your heart so that your voice is silenced, then you are not able to live for the Lord the way He wants you to. He's got something for you to say. Somebody needs to hear it. And if you can just get the fear out, then you can start to learn how best to communicate. And what you have to say will bless so many other people.
Amen. Amen. Eloquently put, God does have something for all of us to say. And I believe that JoJo has been put in the kingdom of God for such a time as this, that we will be able to, with grace, win souls for Christ. How important is communication, JoJo, in winning souls for Christ?
It is key. It is absolutely the key. You cannot talk to anyone about, you can't even say that without using the word talk or communicate.
Yes.
You can't show people the Lord without communicating in some way, even when you're communicating only with who you are and how you act, because that is an act of communication. Communication is not just the words that come out of your mouth. Communication is everything you say and do. And sometimes it's those things you don't say and do.
Yes. Yes.
So the only way to get through to somebody and share Jesus with them is to communicate in some way, so it's vital.
And it sounds like you really have a heart for what you do. What would you say your mission is with Art of Eloquence, with Defending the Faith, with Say What You Mean, and everything that you're doing right now? Because I know that you're doing it for the Lord. What is your overall mission?
Well, the mission, as I see the Lord telling me, is that I am here as a witness to what you can do by learning communication skills, coming out of shyness, being able to grab hold of what the Lord has for me to do. But primarily it's to let every Christian know how best to communicate the Lord's word and how best to draw other people to him.
And that's why you won't take Christ out of your products, because you know, you know that you can make more money doing this without having Jesus Christ or the Word of God.
You know, I don't know that. You know why? Because I was asked many, many times to take God out of my work.
Mm-hmm.
And out of just, I'm a little rebellious. So out of rebellion.
Just a little bit, right?
No. You know, they can take prayer out of school, and they can take the Lord off the money, and they can do all of those things, but they cannot take the Lord's name, the God out of my work.
That's
without
right.
My permission.
Amen. 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 Say it loud.
That's the reason why the Lord is blessing Art of Eloquence, is because I am doing what the Lord wants me to do with his business. So if I take the Lord out of my work, he won't bless me, because that's not what he wants me to do.
Amen. Amen. But you would not necessarily, I'm going to just really take this home. I know that we're over 30 minutes, but we're going to continue with this for a few more minutes, because there's something very important going on, and I'm being led by the Spirit to continue if you have a few more minutes, Jill Jones.
Certainly.
What you just said is that you will not take the Lord out of your work, and so many Christians are in business, but as we spoke earlier, we're not broadcasting that we're Christians, because we're going for a different audience. Yet you just said that I can't take the Lord out of my work. I'm not really saying take him out of your work, but what if you took the Word of God out of your books or wrote for a secular market in order to begin to talk about communication and being effective in communication? Would it have the same impact, or would it have the same meaning for you?
No, it wouldn't. I do tone it down when I do speak to a secular audience.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, the Lord invented communication.
Amen.
It's like, and this is what I tried to tell the people that asked me to take God out of my work. It would be like trying to teach automobile history and taking Henry Ford out of the picture.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It would be like that. And like you said, the Lord would not bless you, because if you did that just to please people, you would be compromising on what you believe the Lord has called you to do.
Yeah.
And it is better to obey God and do what he told you to do than to sacrifice the blessings that are coming as a result of your obedience by being disobedient. So I say amen, sister. Amen. Continue to stand on what you believe. Stand for what you believe. I know that the money is not the most important thing, but I really believe that God will bless you above and above anything that you can imagine, just by you continuing to stand by what you believe and to keep Christ in your work.
Yeah, you know, he really has. The business has been profitable since the very first month we were in business, and that's something you really can't say. Most businesses take a long time to become profitable, and he sustained us through a lot of personal issues that came with finances. You know, we had several times where we had our homes sold out from under us. We were renting at the time.
Yes.
and different huge whopping bills that came in, and he has always provided for those.
And has he used the business as a means of provision?
Yes, we've had times where, you know, my husband was out of work. We've had times where we had big, huge bills that were above and beyond what we could pay. And, yes, the business came through and helped us out and just exactly when we needed it.
Amen. Now I understand why you said, I don't believe that I will be blessed by taking the name out of my work. And I commend you for that because it is just so important to know what you believe, to stand by what you believe, and to be able to communicate what you believe. And no one was insulted. I don't believe that anyone was insulted when you said, no, I will not, and I will not take God out of my work, and I do not believe that I can make more money or be more blessed by doing so. That is an example of what JoJo does. And I believe that we can all benefit by being a part of Art of Eloquence. JoJo, once again, give us your website and your email address and any other information that you want to share at this time.
Sure. The website is www.artofeloquence.com. And actually, you can find a bunch of other things on the website. As you said, there's a lot of other things that the Lord has asked me to do, and I've been doing those as well. So they're all on there. And you can email me at jojo@artofeloquence.com regarding anything at all. I welcome questions or anything that you'd like to discuss. And then also, if you're interested in the brand new Say What You Mean, Defending the Faith teleclass, it will be held in the same type of room that we were in for the convention. So it'll be a chat as well as over the phone.
Yeah,
in-class participation, learning, and honing your skills.
Great, great. I think it's fabulous, and if I can find some time, I will definitely try to take one of your teleclasses. I will have to schedule in my least busy season. But, JoJo, it's been a blessing and an honor to have you as a guest on today. I usually open up the phone lines, and I didn't have an opportunity because you had so much interesting to say, and I wanted to hear and wanted to have our listeners hear everything that you had to say. I'll have to have you back.
Well, I would be delighted.
I'll have to have you back as a guest and also to be able to let people know when your next convention is coming up. That's once a year. I believe the next one is next year.
Yeah, it's once a year in February. It's usually around the time of the birth of the great communicator, Ronald Reagan. He was born on February 6th, so usually it's right before his birthday.
Okay, great. So make sure that you give me a call to let me know when you're getting ready to do that, because I would love to have you come back as a guest, even after you get started with your teleclasses, to come back and be able to share with the listeners how God is working in that as well.
Certainly, I'd be delighted. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for being with us today, JoJo, in Power in the Word. And for you who are listening out there, I pray that you were blessed. I know that I'm always blessed by JoJo and what she is doing and what she has to say. God has done something wonderful in her life, and what he has done for her, he wants to do for you also. And I pray that you see that obedience is key. JoJo has shared with us that God gave her something to do, and it came through other people actually initiating it, but she continued to press forward, and she continued to obey God, and that is just so important in your walk with God. She sought the Lord, and if you're not saved, seek the Lord for yourself. He is to be found by you. Jesus came and lived and died so that you can have life and have life abundantly and eternally with God. So continue to seek the Lord. Continue to seek ways to become a more effective communicator for the Lord. One of the ways that you can do that is by checking out JoJo Tabaris at her website, artofeloquence.com, and becoming a part of her teleclasses. The products on the page are very affordable, and they will definitely benefit your whole family. If you have a Sunday school class, I recommend highly that you even begin to implement these products into your Sunday school class, these ministry tools I am reluctant to call them products. They are ministry tools that you can implement into your classes. So until next time, remember to be ready to give an answer for what you believe and why you believe what you believe. Have your words seasoned with grace. Remember to make the most out of every single opportunity. And remember, my brother, remember, my sister, that God loves you here. And so do we here at Power in the Word. Peace.